Happy Tuesday.
My name's Nick.
My name is Alan.
And welcome
into the dungeon.
In the heart of this relentless blizzard, the icy winds howl like vengeful spirits as this dragon prowls, its domain, its scales shimmering with an ethereal sheen as it reflects the harsh glare of the blizzard. Beneath its vengeful gaze, it stares at Murkub, lying helpless on the floor, bleeding profusely from its previous attacks. With a deafening roar, the dragon unfurls its massive wings, casting a shadow over Murkub. And with a swift, calculated movement, it lashes out, its talons slicing through the air with a lethal precision. Murkub lies there futilely, with no options to defend himself, as the dragon's onslaught on him is relentless. With a thundering crash, its claws find its mark, tearing through Murkub and sending him sprawling across the snow. Murkub's blood starts to mingle with the pristine white landscape as he lies battered and broken, consciousness slipping away with each labored breath. The dragon towers above his fallen prey and looms like a spectre of death. The storm rages on, and Murkub teeters on the brink of oblivion, his fate hanging in the balance between life and the eternal slumber that awaits him in these frozen wastes.
Shit!
Murkub! Murkub! You damn beast! As the dragon has sent Murkub sprawling across the ice, he starts to take flight. As he starts beating his massive wings and starts ascending into the skies above Icebyhold. He's lifted himself 30 feet up into the air, and he's flown across to the wall that Fabian had fallen down as he tried to jump off. He's perched himself there, wings spread open wide, looking menacingly towards Fabian. On that note, it takes us to the top of the round and over to Shrew.
Do I see the damned dragon?
That you do. You've also just heard Murkub shout out in pain numerous times, and then Fabian shout out in anger and despair.
I take a quick glance Murkub's way. I imagine I see him there sprawled across the floor, dying.
That's correct.
You see bloodied.
Him, yeah, in a pool of blood.
I'm a snake, so I cannot do anything right now. I want to close the distance between me and the dragon. Let's see if I can catch up to it.
So yeah, you get close to him, but he's perched on top of this wall.
All right, I want to stay there and use my action to call down thunder. Well, to call down lightning.
Okay, where do you want to call it?
Just behind the dragon.
Okay, remind me what we need to do. Is this a dex save?
Yeah, a dex save.
There we go. That's a 13 plus 5. Total of 18.
Yeah, that saves.
So that's half damage, yeah?
Yep.
Roll for damage.
That's 22, half down to 11. And as a bonus action, I'm going to expend a spell slot to gain some HP. It's going to be a level 1 spell slot. So that's a 1d8 for healing. And I rolled a 1.
Oh, no. Is that the end of Shrew's turn then?
Yeah, that's the end. I stay there.
Having felt that strike of lightning, the dragon spreads out its wings, beating them ferociously as a strong wind, centered on him, starts to blow in a 30-foot radius sphere. It's now over to Fenna.
Would Fenna now see Murkub from here?
Yes, she can. She can also see the dragon.
Well, seeing that the dragon is surrounded by a kind of whirlwind effect, I mean, she can probably see that any attempt to fire an arrow at him would now be difficult, seeing as the wind around him is quite strong. So she's gonna focus on Murkub, which is currently bleeding out on the floor. She's gonna cast Healing Word.
Alright, that's actually a bonus action.
Oh, okay.
And he will regain 1d4 plus Fenner's spellcasting ability modifier.
I'm going to cast it using a second level spell slot, so it would be 2d4, right?
That's correct.
Fenner also has the Discipline of Life trait, which means that whenever she uses a spell of first level or higher to restore hit points to a creature, the creature regains additional hit points equal to 2 plus the spell's level, so 4. So an extra 4 on top of that. Okay, then that's a total of 14 healing for Murko.
Not too shabby for a bonus spell.
Not at all. Not enough to withstand another onslaught from the dragon, but at least he's up for now.
Oh, what the fuck happened, mate? Let me at him. Nice one, Fenner. Get back on your feet, Murko.
Is Fenner doing anything else?
Yes, as an action, she's gonna cast a cantrip. She's not gonna risk the bolt, not quite yet, but she will cast Sacred Flame on the dragon.
Was this a constitution time?
No, it's another dexterity save.
Alright, here we go. That's an 18 plus 5, which saves.
Oh, yes. So that does nothing.
Nope.
Okay, Fenner's gonna stay there.
Then it's over to Caspus.
Yeah, Caspus is staying where he is. He's not gonna risk his life.
Then it's over to Fabian.
Fabian is gonna get closer to the dragoon if he can. Or as close as he can.
Is Fabian doing anything with his action?
Yeah, he's just gonna use his action to close the gap, I imagine.
Alright, he's at the base of the wall then. It's now to Murkub.
Murkub is gonna use his action to drink a potion of greater healing.
So that's the full benefits of 4d4 plus 4.
Alright, so 20 more healing for Murkub. That takes him to a respectable 34 hit points, but I have a feeling they're not gonna last.
What's Murkub doing with his bonus then?
He's going to use Orcish Aggression to get closer to the dragon again, but he wants to kind of move away from Fabian, seeing how he kind of does area of effect attacks. He wants to try and avoid that.
Okay. And then is he using his movements as well?
Yeah, he'll carry on using his movement to get as close as he can, but as far away to Fabian as he can.
All right. It's now the turn of the adult white dragon, Cryovane, as you learned his name in the previous episode. With a malevolent glint in its eyes, the dragon breathes out a maelstrom of icy fury as an icy blast sweeps across the battlefield, hurtling towards Shrew and Fabian.
Oh no!
I'm gonna need you both to give me a constitution time. Constitution time.
Come on, dice, be good to me. That's not being good. That's 12 for Shrew and 14 for Fabian.
Both fail.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's a total of 42, half down to 21 because of your potions of cold resistance.
Fabian only has 9 HP left, right?
That's correct. What about Shrew?
I don't even want to look. Hold on. Well, if I hadn't had rolled a shitty one before, then I would be okay, but I've popped back to Shrew form, and I've lost 1 HP. I had 20 HP as a snake. The snake!
Alright, now it's another constitution time to see whether you continue to concentrate on your core lightning spell.
With advantage, because I'm a warcaster. Now I roll a natural 20. Fuck you, man.
Ficky.
Yeah, natural 20.
So yeah, safe to say that the core lightning effect stays up. That could be a big difference in this fight, so good time to roll it.
Yeah, but I mean, I rolled a 13 and a natural 20, so I had saved anyway.
That brings the dragon's turn to an end, and the swirling mists around him dissipate. It's now the top of the round again, and over to Druid Shrew.
Let's go, baby!
I'm gonna move towards Fenner for now.
Alright, so you get to just 5 feet away from Fenner, next to one of these chimneys that's on the rooftop.
Okay, and I'm gonna call lightning again, on top of the dragon.
Alright, so that's a dex saving throw from the dragoon.
Roll low, bro. Roll low.
Ooh, it's not great. That's a 10 plus 5, 15.
Oh, damn it.
Does that save?
Oh no, 16 DC. So no, it does not save this time, meaning he takes a full brunt. Here goes. And that's 2 ones for a total of 14 damage.
I think you did more before half now.
Yeah, probably.
You're starting to get on my nerves, little one.
Is that the end of Shrew's turn?
Well, seeing that Fabian is kind of limping as he gets closer to the dragon, he's not looking too good. I'm going to use a bonus action to cast Healing Word as well, as a level 1.
Okay, roll your d4.
It's not going to be much, but it's something. It's a 4 plus 4 for a total of 8 healing.
In a fit of rage, the dragon coils its tail, releasing it with a deafening crack as it cleaves through the air towards Fabian's head, which is level with where the dragon's feet are. Yeah, definitely hits. 17 plus 11, 28 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
That's a total of 19 damage on Fabian. As he gets knocked down, he feels the brunt of this tail smack him in the head. Sort of wavers. His eyes roll back. His hands go limp. You hear the sound of his sword dropping onto the floor, followed by that of his shield, as he then falls down on both knees and keels over. It's now over to Fenner.
She's again going to cast Healing Word as a second level spell.
Alright, so that's her bonus. So that will be 2d4, plus 4 for her spell casting ability modifier, plus 4 for her feat.
That's 11 healing on Fabian. And now she wants to use a ballista with a Fusruda bolt.
Alright, so take aim.
She aims.
And fire away.
Okay, here goes Fenner. Do not miss. 23 to hit?
Yes,
it does hit. Yes, yes! Come on, Fenner! That's a total of 18 damage. And as she does that, she says Fusruda, right?
That's correct. Fusruda! Fusruda! As the bolt penetrates through the dragon's scales, this magical explosion of vines starts erupting from the point of entry, trying to entangle the dragon. I'm going to have to roll a strength saving throw for it. So it's going to be the 16.
Come on, come on. Roll low.
Oh, just by one.
Oh, damn it.
That's a 17.
Damn.
The dragon unfurls its wings again, breaking free from the vines. And he turns his head towards Fenner.
You think your little contraption can restrain the mighty Cryowind? I see you, gnome.
Is Fenner doing anything else?
Nope, she's gonna stay there. Actually, yes, she's gonna move forward a bit and hide behind the wall. After that kind of little speech by Cryovane, whatever the heck his name is, she's a bit scared. So, would she feel safe behind that wall, or would she have to move inside with Caspus?
Her movement will take her right to the entrance.
Okay, if she's feeling safe there, she's staying there for now.
From there, she can't see the dragon right now.
Nah, that's fine.
Then it's over to Caspus.
Caspus looks at Fenner worryingly, but he's going to stay there for now as well.
Then it's over to Fabian. Fabian Stoot.
All right, Fabian wants to stand up for one, using half his movement. He's going to use one of his potions. As a bonus, he's going to drink a potion of superior healing. We need Fabian alive. He's got the dragon slaying sword.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. And it's enlarged.
That's right. And sharpened. That's 8d4 plus 8. For a total of 29 healing. This takes Fabian back up to 40 HP. And then as he looks over to his left, he sees Murkob starting to close a gap with the dragon. Knowing Murkob well now and having fought beside him in quite a few entangles, he kind of knows what Murkob is doing, what his intentions are. So he wants to ready his action so that when the dragon is flanked, he can use his attack then.
All right.
But then...
Oh, there's a but then.
But then, for now, at this current moment, he's going to use his action surge to attack the dragon.
So that will be 4 attacks with his dragon sling sword then.
I'm hoping I hit them all, yes.
Could be a heroic moment there for Fabian.
Two of them now, two of them when the dragon gets flanked.
All right, roll for your first attack then.
Here goes. Not bad. 27 to hit.
That hits.
Oh yeah. He's doing this with both hands. Okay, so here goes. First, I'm gonna roll the d10. Let's do this meticulously. That's a damage for the actual sword. Oh yes. It's a nice roll. It's a 9. Then...
Starting strong.
Then, because it's dragon that I am currently slaying, I add an extra 3d6.
Yes, that's from that sword you found in the dragon burrow.
Oh yes, Fabian.
It's finally tasting the flesh of a dragon.
It's sweet. And this is going to be 3 sixes. Not quite. That's a 5, a 4, and a 3. We'll add them up later. One thing at a time. I'm nervous.
Alan is sweating profusely.
Yes. And then...
he's removed his jumper and everything.
Yes. Next is my t-shirt. And now I also have to roll a d4. Because Fabian drank the potion of enlarge that we bought from the traveling merchant all that way back. Let's see what I roll here. All right, a 4. Good rolls all round. Then I need to add my... bonus, what do you call them? The pluses. That's a +1 for the dragon sword.
Yep.
A +3 for the oil of sharpness, kindly donated by Neil. Thank you very much.
That's correct.
And my 4 strength modifier, right?
Yep. What does that all add up to? Gonna have to get you an abacus.
That's a total of 33 damage to the dragoon.
Wow.
Have a taste of your own medicine, bitch!
You dare challenge the mighty cry of it!
He looks seriously wounded now.
Ooh, baby! And that's just his first attack. Here comes his second.
Attack you! I'll have you roasting on a fucking spit by the end of the night!
Dragon sausages. Let's go! Here's his second attack as part of his action. 24 to hit.
That also hits.
Ooh, it's easy when you're rolling with a +11, isn't it? That's a total of 31 damage.
Is that the end of Fabian's turn for now as he's holding the other action?
Yep, that's it.
Roast me a spit, you say? I'll fling you off the damn mountain.
He then recoils his tail again, taking aim at Fabian's head, and lets crack.
Giggity, giggity.
Ooh. That definitely hits. That's a 17.
Yeah, that hits.
Plus whatever, so that definitely hits.
That hits. Oh, that hits, yeah. Definitely hits. He's not using his shield, so it's a 15 AC.
That's a total of 19 damage on Fabian.
Ooh.
And then it's over to Murkub.
Murkub is going to surprise Fabian and do the total opposite he thought he was going to do. Nah, just kidding. Murkub is going to go and flank. Murkub seeing Fabian with his weapon readied in a position to strike understands that he's waiting for an opportunity to catch the dragon off guard. So Murkub is going to use all his movement and his bonus with orcish aggression to get behind the dragon and flank it.
All right, as he gets up to the foot of this wall and he's going to try and scale it, I'm going to need you to roll an athletics check for Murkub first.
Please don't fail this. That's a total of 20.
Yeah, he manages to scale the wall without any issues at all.
All right, let's go, Murkub. Aim for the bum.
Yeah, he's right behind the dragon now.
All right, as soon as that happens, he's now flanked and Fabian takes his attack, his readied attack.
With advantage.
With advantage. A 19 or a 20 would mean a critical. Let's go, Fabian. This is the first one. Ooh, 17 and 18. Plus 11, so... 29 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
That's a total of 33 damage.
Ooh, big hitting with Fabian's sword.
No! Son of a bitch!
Okay.
And then he's going to take his second one from his readied action. Again, 18 and 17.
Oh. Yeah, but that does hit.
That's a 21 total damage this time. Considerably less than the other rolls.
He looks seriously hurt now. So it's Murgub, who's still on his turn.
He just has his action to take, right? He used his bonus.
That's correct.
Okay, he's going to use his action to try and hit the dragon. With that advantage as well. Two 18s. 25 to hit.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay, that's 10 damage. And he needs to make a constitution saving throw, I believe it was, to see if he's wounded.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a total of 20 for constitution. He is not wounded. So that brings Murkob's turn to an end. The dragon, having received numerous blows now from Fabian with that dragon-slaying sword, again recoils its tail, this time with utmost rage, in desperation, as it seems to be clinging on for its life. Ooh, natural 20.
Ooh, payback. Fabian's down, I think.
It's a total of 15 damage on Fabian.
Ooh, on a natural 20.
Oh no, sorry, it doubled to 30.
Oh shit, he should have shut up.
I completely forgot it was a nat 20. Fabian, feeling that strike to the head, drops to his knees again and keels over. It's now over to the dragon's turn proper. I'm going to need Shrew and Murgub to give me a wisdom saving throw as a dragon starts roaring ferociously, spreading its wings out, despite the blood that's seeping out profusely all over his body. He looks a menacing sight. You start to feel a tinge of fear.
17 for Shrew.
Okay.
8 for Murgub. As Shrew, I have a plus 8 on my wisdom saving throw. I think that's the first time I've been able to use that saving throw.
Okay. So Shrew has saved. Murgub, though, starts quivering in fear, having seen giant Fabian take a hit to the head and collapse. He's now suddenly realized that he's facing this colossal beast on his own, and Murgub is now frightened. He now has disadvantage on all ability checks and attack rolls, whilst the source of his fear is within line of sight. He also can't willingly move any closer to the source of his fear, that being Cryovane, this dragon. Cryovane, seeing that Murgub is behind him and that Fabian has taken another fall, turns his attention to Murgub, opens his maws up wide, and slams down on him with ferocity as he tries to take a large bite out of the orc. That's a 25 to hit, which hits.
Oh yes, that hits. Poor Murgub.
That bite deals 20 damage to Murgub.
It's not down yet. 14 HP left.
The dragon then follows up with a claw attack, angry and perplexed at seeing this orc that he had left for dead just moments before, standing before him again. It's a total of 18.
Mm-hmm. That hits.
And that is a total of 14 damage on Murgub.
Oh, no. That kills him. Down to zero again.
Having had a large chunk of him bitten out and then slashed, poor Murgub is bleeding all over the place again. And with the weight of that claw, he's once again sent sprawling across the floor as he lies unconscious. Cryovane then takes flight and heads straight towards Shrew, landing on the ground, sending it trembling. He lifts up one of his arms as he's coming down and takes a swipe at Shrew with his claws.
Ooh, not good. He's pissed.
It's a total of 19 on Shrew.
Yeah, that hits.
That's a total of 10 slashing damage on Shrew. And that brings Cryovane's turn to an end, and we're now at the top of the round with Shrew.
I'd have to roll a constitution with Shrew, right? Because of the call lightning.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, 17 plus 2, 8, 19.
Yeah, that definitely saves.
As I see the dragon land before me, I shimmy to the side, trying to get a glimpse of Fabian and Murgub. I see Fabian bloodied, almost broken, laying on the floor. and have no visuals of Murkub, but I did hear him being decimated by the dragon in front of me.
That's correct, and the fact that the dragon's now before you, you can safely assume that he's down.
Murkub! Fabian! Get up!
Oh, sure, what's happening?
We need you! We do this together! Truth shrubberies! I grab the oak clasp that fastens my cloak around my neck. The one that comes from Cinemas' tree. My arcane focus. I pull it from the cape, making the cape fall slowly behind me. And I raise one arm up in the air. As I slowly rotate my hand, I start speaking the incantation for mass cure wounds.
Ooh, I think that's the first time we've cast this. What does that do?
A wave of healing energy washes out from a point of your choice within range. Choose up to 6 characters in a 30-foot radius sphere centered on that point. Each target regains hit points equal to 3d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier.
Okay, so I'm guessing you're targeting Murkub and Fabian here. We have to remember this is a sphere, so it would cover the top of the roof where Murkub is lying.
Yes.
And I take note that you're also targeting the dragon, yes?
No, I'm not going to bloody heal the dragon. Think I'm going to fall for that? No, not the dragon. I will target myself, though. That's my one and only 5th level spell. And that's a total of 19 healing for each one of us.
So both Murkub and Fabian regain consciousness.
Fabian, Murkub, if you can now hear me, get up and let's finish this business.
Oh, again, mate. Oh, I'm never going to hear the end of this. I'm coming, Shrew.
Is that the end of Shrew's turn?
Yes.
Hearing your incantations and hearing that the two foes that Cryov and thought he had left for dead, he unfurls his wings and starts beating them ferociously. I'm going to need Shrew and Fabian to take a dexterity saving throw.
It's a 20 for Fabian.
Okay, Fabian saves.
And a 7 for Shrew.
So Shrew is knocked prone and takes 10 bludgeoning damage. Shrew needs to give me a constitution saving throw for the core lightning spell.
11. So if the dragon is moving away from me, I want to use my reaction to cast a spell using the Warcaster feat, and I'm going to cast Poison Spray. So you need to make her a constitution saving throw.
That's a total of 19.
Okay. He saves, so being a cantrip, nothing happens. No damage.
Cryvin takes to the air and flies just behind Shrew, but he maintains a flying height of 20 feet. You can see blood pouring from the various wounds in his body, falling onto the white snow below. A freezing fog now fills a 20-foot radius sphere, which spreads around corners and its areas heavily obscured. I need all 4 of you to give me a constitution saving throw.
Okay, they're not bad rolls, but let's see if I meet the DC. 19 for Shrew.
Shrew saves.
15 for Fenna.
Fenna saves.
19 for Murkub.
Murkub also saves.
And 18 for Fabian.
All 4 of you save.
That has to be a first.
I think it could be a season first, yes, yeah. You're right.
All my rolls above a 15.
But all 4 of you take a total of 7 damage.
Okay.
That leaves Fenner on 36 HP out of 43, Fabian on 12 out of 55, and Murkub on 12 of 49.
Very well.
Now over to Fenner.
Does Fenner see the dragon?
Yeah, Fenner can't see anything. She's completely blind at the moment. In fact, none of Shrew's shrubberies can see where the dragon is.
Then she wants to try and crawl up to the ballista. She more or less knows where it was. And if she reaches, she wants to ready her action so she can fire one of those Fuzrov Dar bolts at the dragon when she sees it.
Okay, yeah. As she knows exactly where it was, she manages to retrace her steps cautiously, feels the ballista, and readies her action.
Okay, that's a turn there.
Now to Caspus. Caspus is a little confused as he can see this freezing mist which obscures his view from outside where he knows Fenner and Shrew's shrubberies are.
He's just going to stay there again.
Then it's over to Fabian, who's lying prone on the floor in pitch black.
He wants to stand up, using half his movement, and then walk towards where he think the dragon was, and use his action to dash.
Fabian can just see the dragon now. He's managed to get outside of this freezing mist. You can see the dragon hovering 20 feet above the floor, within Fabian's range.
Oh no. Okay, he's gonna stay there and use his bonus action for second wind. That's a 10 plus his fighter level, which is 8. So 18 healing for Fabian.
That brings him up to 30 HP out of 55.
Not too bad. That's his turn there.
So Murkub, having opened his eyes from being knocked out, still lying on the floor, finds himself surrounded by this icy mist, heavily obscured. He can't see anything.
Is he still frightened?
That he is.
Okay, he's gonna stand up from prone, but he can't move towards where he thinks a dragon is because he's afraid of it. So he's gonna move away from that radius effect thing, the coldness.
How far is he moving?
Just 5 feet.
Okay.
And he's going to pick up one of the javelins. Does he see the dragon from here?
No, he does not.
Okay, he's gonna ready that action. If he sees the dragon, he wants to try and fire the javelin.
All right. It's now over to Cryovane. We'll need Fabian to give me a wisdom saving throw, please. Is Fabian feeling wise?
Slightly, yeah. It's a 20.
Ooh, he's now immune to the dragon's frightful presence.
All right.
But this dragon descends with his jaws open wide. It's going to take a bite attack at Fabian.
Oh, shit. Not all right.
That's an 18 plus, which we know hits.
Yeah.
That's 22 damage.
Shit! Back down to 8 HP.
He then follows this up with a claw attack.
Oh no. Oh, he's gone.
That's 4 plus 11. That's a total of 15.
Yeah, just hits because he's not holding his shield, unfortunately.
That's a total of 14 slashing damage.
For the third time, I think. Third time in this fight.
Third time. Is Shrew going to let him live this down if you survive?
Fabian is downed. We'll see if he can let him live it down. We'll see if he lives.
Fortunately for Shrew and Murkub, the dragon can't see either of them. And so that's going to be the end of his turn. The fog now dissipates as you see this dragon hovering 20 feet above the air.
Then Fenna and Murkub would have their readied actions trigger, right?
That's correct.
I'll say Fenna goes first, because she held it first.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
All right, so she's going to say Fusrada and fire the bolt.
Fusrada!
9 to hit.
Yeah, that does not hit. The bolt goes flying over the top of Ice by Hold and gets lost into the wilderness beyond.
Well, damn. And does Murkub even reach from where he is?
Yeah, he can reach, but with disadvantage, which anyway, even if he was in reach, would have been with disadvantage because he's frightened.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, it doesn't hit. 2 8s. Nope.
Then it's to the top of the round and prone shrew.
Prone shrew. Is that like another animal thing he turns into? A prone? Is a prone an animal? Prone shrew stands up. And using my action, I want to call lightning again on top of the dragon. You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
It's a total of 14.
Does not save. That's 4d10. For a total of 24 damage.
How true. Like to see off the namesake of this epic adventure. Shrew lands the killing blow.
Right. Shrew was trying to set it up for Fabian, seeing as he had the sword of Dragonslain. But now seeing that Fabian has fallen, concentrates on the dragon, seeing him limply fly just in front of him, focuses on a point right above him. This is where it ends, little lamb! And I call down lightning on his head.
The sky above churns with a restless energy. Clouds swirling in reply to Shrew's incantations. Almost in a frenzied dance, as if the very heavens themselves answer his calling. In that tempestuous void, a bolt of lightning coil ascends, like a jagged spear of raw power being cast down by the gods of old. As the bolt descends from the heavens, it carries with it a wrathful fury of Shrew the Halfling that hails from the mere of dead men. With a deafening roar, it hurtles towards the dragon. Cryovane, sensing the impending doom, raises its weary head, its eyes gleaming with a primal defiance that speaks of centuries of dominance. But in that fleeting moment, just as the lightning bolt's incandescent embrace envelops the ancient fortress, time itself seems to halt, the echoes of the battle fading into an eerie stillness. And then came the cataclysmic clash of the elements, a symphony of thunder and ice, of primal fury and ancient magic, as the lightning bolt collides with Cryovane, its electrifying embrace piercing the creature's skull with a searing intensity. For a heartbeat, Shrew and his shrubberies hold their breath, and then with a deafening roar that reverberates through the very foundations of the fortress, Cryovane is consumed in a blaze of wrath. As it collapses to the floor, the fortress trembles beneath its colossal weight. Having fallen onto the fortress, silence now descends as Cryovane breathes his last breath.
Oh, Shrew! Shrew!
We are Shrew's Shrubberies! We are victorious! We are the legends of the Ice Spire Hold! Oh wait, Fabian is dying, hold on! Fenna, can you quickly cure him?
Oh, Fabian!
Fenna rushes up to Fabian and pumps him with some healing magic.
Oh, God damn it! Not once, not twice, but thrice in one damn battle!
It's okay, I was here to clean up after all of you.
Oh, you did it!
Yes!
Shrew, you did it!
He's dead!
You did it!
Yes, we did it! Fabian, we did it! I go up to Fabian and grab him.
Fabian's rushing towards you at this same moment, and you've gone to embrace him, and he's trying to grab you by your clothes.
I jump as he does, and I kind of give him a leg and arm hug, like a baby clinging on to his mama.
Like a koala.
Yeah.
We did it, Fabian! I told you we would go down in history, damn it, and we will!
I can't believe it, we did it! Oh, Shrew!
I thought
we did it! Yes. Caspers, come here, join us!
I thought we wouldn't, and to be honest, look at the size of that!
Where's Murkub?
Murkub!
Is he gone?
He's dead, Murkub! Come and rejoice! We have freed the Sword Coast from this dragon's tyranny! We are heroes!
I can't believe it, mate! We did it!
Good job, all of you! Now, let's start cutting it up! Let's make some sausages! And yes, I need a scale, yes, oh yes.
And that's what we're going to call it an episode.
Wow, after almost 2 years.
83 episodes.
83 episodes. We've killed the White Dragon. Seems almost unreal.
The pendulum was swinging to and fro for quite a while there.
It's definitely hits hard. It's a good thing I had stacked up a few potions and kept them for the end fight, because it would have been much, much... I don't think I would have made it with Fabian's contribution.
Yeah, and it's a good place to highlight and to give a special thanks to all those members of our Buy Me a Coffee page who donated those items.
Yeah.
You've been able to witness firsthand here in this epic showdown just how much you've truly influenced the story that we've told and the adventure that we've played.
That's right. Antony's weapons, Bardock Jones's potions. Didn't use the Scroll of Jump.
There's still time, perhaps. We have an epilogue to play.
Yeah, I think that was him, or it was the invisible potion. I can't remember off the top of my head. And then also Neil's potions and Bellary's and Dapion's potions too. And Sojourner's potions. And I think I've got everyone there. So thank you all very much.
Thank you so much. Make sure you hang around for next week, because we will still play at least another episode, I think. Certainly one more. We'll tie things up. I'm sure Shrew will be itching to go and tell his tale, certainly to Nomengard and perhaps Adabra. And there's still the ever so slight matter now that you've killed the dragon or those remaining cultists. What's happened to them? Where are they? Will they be happy or pissed that you've killed the dragon of Icespire Peak?
Don't really care, to be honest, at this point. But yeah, I think you said it best before we started recording, it would be an epilogue, right?
Yeah.
Like the ending. Next episode will be the end and we'll be tying up everything nicely in a little parcel to finish off the campaign. So yeah, looking forward to that one as well.
If you can't wait till next week to hear how the tale wraps up, don't forget to visit our Buy Me a Coffee page. And you can follow that link on our website on www.i2td.com, where you can find all our good stuff, all our links to our socials, and the aforementioned Buy Me a Coffee page. Whilst you're there, you can sign up for one of our membership tiers and get access to bonus goodies, which includes bonus podcast episodes, where we reflect on the sessions that we play. And you can also make one-off purchases like potions or weapons, items, which, even if you buy them now, they might not affect this particular tale, but they will carry over into Al's campaign, which we will be starting rather soon, I think.
For those of you that are in Buy Me a Coffee and do look forward to these Into the Studio episodes that Nick was mentioning, just to let you know, we won't be recording one for this week, as we didn't for last week either, but next week we'll have the full Into the Studio of the final battle as one juicy episode, so look forward to that for next week. Also, if you cannot or do not want to donate or be a member, do not worry, you can still help us up by sharing our content, liking our stuff, maybe leave a rating and a review in one of your podcast players of choice. We're also in Good Pods, you can follow us there if you wish to. Also on YouTube, check us out. Follow us on X, join our Discord, you can hang out with us. We're playing a campaign right now, also in Discord, a text-to-play campaign. So if you're interested in that, why don't you join us? You'll find all the links in i2td.com. So thank you very much if you do any of those. And that now leads us on to the end of the episode, Club.
The last one standing.
It's kind of the last episode, so I'm sure you know what you have to do. Just leave a comment somewhere using the password we are about to give you, and we'll then choose the winner. Do you have a password for us this week, Nick?
Well, I thought we'd do something a little different instead of a password today.
Oh, really?
And given that we've had regular contributors week in, week out, for the better part of the 83 episodes, because this was something that started a little later into the campaign, and given Shrew, and indeed Alan's, mighty feat of defeating Cryovane, this week's last one standing, why not give us, or rather give Shrew and Al, a message of congratulations. You are all Argyro Masveladas.
Ooh, I like it. And then on Discord, where we usually post a winner, we post all the messages of congratulations for Shrew. I like it. So that's it. You all winners for this week. But make sure you leave us a comment or you'll be a loser. To win, you need to leave a comment of congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. Love it. I love it. Good idea.
So yeah, without further ado, thank you so much for sticking around to the end of this epic fight. And we hope to see you next week as we delve
into the dungeon.
Habidi-hee, habidi-hoo.
Habidi-hoo, bidi-hoo,
habidi-hee, badi-bidi-bidi-bidi-bidi.
Are we the same sort of level?
1-2.
1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Yo creo que sí, ¿no? Ay, 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 let's go.
I'm gonna die.
This is into the...
Happy Tuesday.
Sorry, I was putting my phone on. Do not disturb.
Tengo calor, Eddie, tío. ¿Qué pasa? Fucking dragon. Getting me hot and bothered. Fucking dragon. That we bought from the traveling merchant all that way back.
Did it happen to be blue with a V on it? Did it happen to be blue with a V on it? Aquí tiene el Dragon Slayer. Toma.
It hits hard. It definitely hit. Fuck you fucker. Yes. We survived.